Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. This is Zenda Brooke, and I have been had an extended absence while I finished my book and created a bunch of different things in the world, and I needed to take a little bit of a break because things got just to be too much on my plate. I'm sure some of you out there know how that feels, and possibly even have as much of a difficult time saying no to things as I do. So one of the things that I ended up with a heavy heart putting down for a short period of time was my radio program. And the radio program that I've been doing was called Opening Perspectives. And although I love that and we're going to continue to do some of those topics, the feedback that I got over and over and over again from various individuals was what they wanted to do is be able to ask questions, to get live coaching on some of the things that I teach, such as the internal guidance system and how to manifest in the world, and being able to really be supported in some of the trials that they're going through with some ideas of how to move through them in a new way. In my real work, which is being a teacher of spiritual principles, oftentimes it's in the courses and listening to other people receive guidance and coaching on how to tune into their own internal wisdom. That's the favorite part of the course. So with that said, I'm going to give out the guest call-in number, and you're welcome to call in and talk to me. I've chosen three questions from the Ask Zen question page on our website. And I'm going to be answering those questions intermittently as we get more people on the line here. We see we've already got our first caller. Thank you very much. I'll get to you in just a moment. But the guest call-in number is 646-378-1741. And I want you to listen for your area code because that's how I'm going to distinguish who you are when you're on the air. We're going to be getting to the 941 area code here in just a moment as our first caller and answering the questions. And then also, we're going to be talking about the internal guidance system today. So if you have not, checked out the internal guidance system and you don't know what that is, then please check out our website, www.smartsoul.com. And there is a meditation video. Now, I don't want you to do that right now because I don't want to lose you. I'd like to have you here with me for the hour of the show. But you're going to possibly be hearing us talk about the internal guidance system. And I would love it very much if you could check that video out so that you have some context. Also, I'd like you to know that we're going to be doing this show every Wednesday from 11 to 12. So as you develop your ability with following your guidance, your internal guidance system, then you can come back each week and ask questions. And this is also able to be RSS fed. So if you're going to be missing this show and you'd like to not be missing it, you'd like to have it, go ahead and click the RSS feed on the Blog Talk Radio site so that it can be automatically sent to you, and that way you'll get up to date. So we did lose caller 941, but we have 214 on the air, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines right now for you. So caller 214, you are on the air. Hi, welcome to the show. Oh, dropped off. We got another one, so I'm going to go ahead and do 415. I'm not sure. Is 415, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Who am I talking to today?
Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. If you could talk a little bit more into your phone or a little louder, that would be great. You're awfully quiet.
Oh, can you? Is this better?
Much better. Thank you so much.
Good.
So what's your question today? What can I help you with?
Oh, this is a different format from the one I understood. Well, separating out the one's IGS from one's emotional responses would be really helpful.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I also have a question I'm going to be answering today that was turned in around the difference between the internal guidance system and the emotional guidance system. So
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about those two, and then I'll go ahead and answer that question with you as well. Does that sound good? Okay. So the best way for me to explain this is our emotions, most often for most of us, are a programmed response we learned between the ages of 0 and 8 years of age.
Yes.
And so when something comes up in our life that is present and current for us today, it actually, what happens is it triggers a memory that triggers a reaction that's a biochemical reaction in your body of your emotions. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Well, your internal guidance system is actually not a biochemical response. We're not quite sure what it is, but we actually think that it's more of a new sense, not a new one to our awareness, but a sense like There's internal senses and external senses. I'm not
yes.
going to get too confusing here, but for instance, you have an internal sense, your body does, as to how to regulate the oxygen in your bloodstream based on the activity you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an internal sense as well. So it's not attached to anything in your past. So you can have emotions and that would seem to be pleasant or unpleasant and be closed and open in your internal guidance system. So I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to one of these giant self-growth prep rallies that happen where someone's like, you can do it and everything's great and buy our products and run to the back of the room and here, break a board and jump up and down six times, right?
Yes.
And they tell you all these inspiring stories and they bring the testimonials up and people are winning things out in the audience.
Right.
Okay, all of that, and I have nothing against that. There's some really beautiful people out there doing some great work, and there's some that aren't. But it's not about that. This is just as a story and explanation. All of those steps that are being taken in that are specifically designed to get your emotions into a certain state.
Got you.
But when you run to the back of the room and you place down that credit card for $12,000 worth of
yes.
product,
yes.
you can still be very excited.
Right.
And have a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach and a tightening in your chest because your internal guidance system, as you're thinking
yes.
about spending this money and what it's going to bring you in the future, is literally gauging whether those thoughts are true and in alignment with your purpose or not.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Now, that sinking feeling in the stomach in such a situation as that could also be an emotional reaction.
Oftentimes it's not, though. The sinking feeling in the stomach, I believe, and I'm finding it to be consistently so, is the internal guidance system. It's actually a closing down of energy in your body as you're thinking about moving forward into a direction. The stomach in particular, okay, what I'm finding is your actual, your stomach itself, there's three areas of your internal guidance. How much work have you done with the work that I do? Have you had a lot of experience with it?
Not a lot, no.
Okay.
No, I've touched into it a few times, but it's not like I've really integrated it. Now, I have done tremendous amount of inner work on my own. In fact, that's an ongoing daily journey for me.
Yes.
So I'm familiar with my internal energies, but not necessarily, but really getting a feeling for the IGS is something that I'm, you know, is something for me to work on.
Great. Okay. So let me give you just a little quick, there's a lot here to the internal guidance system. It's such a fabulous little tool that we've been given. There's three areas in particular that I've been able to isolate. There's your throat that opens and closes. You get a tight lump feeling in your throat or it feels relaxed and open. The chest area, which is in between, you know, your breastplate of your chest and down to the upper solar plexus. And then from your solar plexus down to about 2 inches above your belly button. The throat area and all of this is constantly expanding and contracting and in a neutral sensation based on whether your thoughts are moving you towards what your greatest desire and purpose is and true or away from your greatest desire. A lot of people like to think of it as a yes or no, but I'm finding it's more like a compass, the energy flow. It's, you know, it's more like a valve that opens and closes. So this is what's interesting. When your throat closes or opens, you're having empowering or disempowering thoughts about you, your life, what's possible.
Uh-huh.
The chest area, when you feel a tightening or an expanding or a neutral in the chest area, that's about the present moment that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give an example. An example would be one day I was on my way. I finished a meeting early, and I was on my way home.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll get my grocery shopping done. And I felt this tightening in my chest. Oh, okay, I won't. I headed home. You know, I've just gotten used to listening to it now. I pull up to my house, and the cable guy is there.
Uh-huh.
He's about to leave.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that my roommate ordered the cable guy to come out because the TiVo was broken and it's basketball March Madness week. He would have lost all this opportunity, these games. So it's the in-the-moment kind of thing. But the sinking feeling in your stomach is when your belief system that your mind is generating is actually out of alignment with your purpose. And I don't really see it as an emotional response. Now, you can have emotions that are happening in combination to this physical sensation.
Uh-huh.
And so they may have been linked in your brain or your life experience.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But you can untangle that belief system in your stomach that's causing the stomach and still have an emotional response but no sinking feeling.
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is one thing that you can get used to finding.
Yes.
When you're having an emotional experience, notice whether you feel tight in your chest or tight in your stomach, or even tight in your throat, and look at what you're thinking in that moment, because you can actually calm down the biochemical experience of the emotions by finding the opening thought. By finding what is real. And very often the best place to start is just do the reverse. Just flip the thought that you're having that's causing this big emotional response and this tightening in your body, because it's two separate things.
Yes.
Flip that thought to the opposite and see if you feel any relaxation in your body. If you feel the relaxation in your body, you then know that you are starting to already tap into the thoughts that are more accurate for you.
Very good.
And is there any other question?
No, this is the key thing, because it's really being able to read one's IGS more accurately. And
yes.
that's something that I want to clarify, because obviously it's critical.
Yes, I think it's critical too. We are starting a program. It's called Smart Soul Academy. It's inexpensive. It's like $58 or $59 a month. And we're going to be walking people through how to deepen their experience with their internal guidance system on a weekly basis. And it's really powerful and it works. We've done a test already on it. And so if you're interested, just check out our website. And in about a week, we're going to have that up and running.
Okay.
And then I'll be answering questions each week on this show and supporting people and going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks very much, then.
Oh, thank you so much, too. I'm really happy. You're my first caller.
Oh, okay.
So you get to have that historical spot for all time.
Oh, this is the very first open calls session you've had, then.
Exactly.
Oh, all right.
Yay!
Very good.
So you can say that for the rest of your life. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, thanks, then. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.
Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and move on. Now, I have somebody here on the line who has a very interesting number. That number is 111111. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to bring you up on the air. Can you hear me? Are you there? I think they may be calling in. You might be calling in from a Skype or something of that nature. Your number's not showing. Do you want to just say hi? If you're on the phone and you've called in, say hi. I'm going to hang up on you in just a second if you're not there. Okay, I'm hanging up on you, so just know you'll be dropped. Call back. I can find you later. So the situation is this. We're going to talk about the emotional guidance system. There's a great person out there who is called Abraham Hicks. And it's a woman by the name of Esther Hicks with her husband, Jerry, and they do some great work. And I love their work very much, but we have separate work. Now, what they've come to create is what they call the emotional guidance system. Now, years ago in 1995-96, I was listening to them, and I found the internal guidance system, and I started doing my own internal research on this amazing little system that we have. And took off in a direction, and then they developed another direction, which was the emotional guidance system, which is incredibly powerful. And now, there's a difference between the two. As you just heard in the discussion, I delineate between what your internal opening and closing and neutral sensations are and your emotional guidance system, as well as that you can have emotions that open you and close you. You can have anger that opens you. You can have anger that closes you. You can have anger that brings you into neutral, because the IGS is really about whether your thoughts are in alignment. Now, your emotions are about the reaction that your body, and I would say even more specifically, ego, is having to the thoughts that you have. Your ego is nothing more than a beautiful collection of stories that your mind has collected since you were born. And those stories get pretty well solidified before the age of 8. And so does your emotional state. And as you, it takes work as you grow in your life to realize which stories actually serve you and are at present moment real and which stories are not. So with that said, it is powerful for some people to be able to use the Abraham Hicks emotional guidance system, because they have created a chart of what emotion you can try and step into that will have you feel better and create a new level of thinking. So, you know, anger goes to disappointment, disappointment goes to, and I don't know it by heart, I'm just giving example, disappointment goes to hope, hope goes to courage, courage goes to, and as you walk yourself out of a challenging situation that you're in by saying, well, what would give me hope here? What would give me courage here? What would give me on and on and on, you have a tendency to find the thought that's more opening. So there's the two can be used beautifully together. However, you're not always in an emotional state, but you're having thoughts that are creating your reality. So the internal guidance system is, you know, like I had just mentioned, I could be on my way to the, thinking of going to the store, and I have this tight feeling in my chest, my clothing, and I go, oh, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Or I reach over to grab a, you know, the phone to call somebody, and I feel a tightening as I'm thinking about having this conversation, and I decide not to grab the phone. And it can work the other way. I could be sitting there thinking, and I get this feeling as opening that it's time to call somebody, and I don't really have time, but I get this feeling inside that opens me, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to call them. And it turns out it's the exact perfect moment that I needed to connect with that person. They had something that was time-sensitive that they needed from me or that I needed to know about to continue on with my day. And there doesn't have to be an emotional situation happening in order for you to get this incredible inner wisdom that's always, always, always operating within you. So I'm available to take other callers if you're interested for any kind of coaching or question that you may have. The guest call-in number, again, is 646-378-1741. 646-378-1741. All right. With that, I'm going to go on and answer question number two. Now, one of the things that we're doing each week is for those of you who are shy and don't want to participate necessarily in being live on the show, I can understand how scary that could be. We are answering questions that are sent to us via email. And also, if you have a question that you would like to have answered, we are picking 3 to 4 great questions each week to go ahead and talk about on the show. And you just simply go to smartsoul.com, and you'll see an Ask Zen link. You click on that and submit your question, and then each week as we send out a reminder to the show, we list the 3 to 4 questions that we're going to be answering this week, and we try to get it back to you and let you know that your question is being answered, so that if you want, you can come and download the RSS feed so that you can hear me answer your question live on the air. Another way to submit questions before we get into our question here is you can go to the chat room at blogtalkradio.com, and it's /Zen-DeBrook. And you can ask a question, and I will try to get to it. Sometimes I am able to handle the chat room, and sometimes I can't talk and chat at the same time. So I will try to get to answering your questions. I may not be able to respond to you by typing. And so we have a question for this show that I grabbed from Ask Zen is, how do you keep a positive mind while you're waiting for your request to be granted? How do you keep a positive mind? This is a bit of a tricky question. So many of you know that I'm an expert in manifestation. I've been teaching it for several years, long before the movie The Secret came out. I've been working with individuals. And the thing is that in trying to keep a positive mind, what's happening is you're actually forcing yourself to move beyond doubt, unhappiness, and uncertainty. So I really don't recommend, once you've decided you know what you want, you know what desire you have, and it opens your internal guidance system. See, I don't think you should ever try to manifest anything that closes your internal guidance system. Don't try to manifest anything that closes you. Now, you can say, I want a Ferrari, and feel this tightening in your chest and your stomach area, and it's not in alignment with what your true purpose is. You can also say, I want to marry this person, or I want to get back together with this man or this woman that you've been dating. And it's the thought of getting back together with them as a permanent partner causes a tightening in the stomach or the chest, you have to look and make sure, is that in my highest purpose to be with that person? Oftentimes our egos get addicted to someone, but that person really doesn't have anything to do with our life's purpose and where we're intended to be. And yet we'll go on a huge charge to try and grab that person, have them in our life, have them around, and all it does is create misery and keep us both away from what we really truly do want. So the first step in creating anything is making sure that it's in alignment with your internal guidance system, with your life's purpose, by having that open sensation. And then I don't try to keep a positive mind. I try to keep an open IGS. Now, what that means is when my mind tries to tell me that it's not coming, I can't have it, or it's not here yet, I go back to focusing on that thing and feeling the opening in my body, because to me that's a divine yes from the universe. That's a purchase order approved. Now, I may not know exactly when it's coming, but I know it'll come at the exact perfect time that's in higher alignment with everything that I'm doing in my life. And so I just stay with that opening in thinking about that thing. But even deeper than that is that, you know, one of the other skills that we teach and work with is being present. And in trying to keep a positive mind about something that you're waiting for in the future, you're actually not in the present. And the most powerful place to be is in the now. And so in order to do that, what I generally do is I, you know, support people in working on your senses. Your physical body is always in the now. Your mind runs ahead, runs back, goes all over the place, plans, organizes, strategizes, all the stuff. Your mind is a thing that's not in the present, but your physical body can't be anything else but in the present. And the richest way to get in touch with your physical body to stay in the present is to pay attention to your senses. Your sense of smell, taste, touch. And my favorite that helps me is my hearing, my listening. Just take a minute while you're sitting there, standing, whatever it is that you're doing right now in this moment as you're listening to this, and feel your body presently being in the chair, standing on your feet. You'll notice that you might even feel a small layer of energy. Kind of breathe into that for a minute. Now go ahead and focus on what you're hearing around you. Yeah, you're hearing my voice, but in the background, maybe you're hearing a buzz of the computer. Maybe there's birds outside. Maybe there's sounds of another room, ticking clock, laughter. And it's about listening, not from a place of listening from your mind, of saying bird, laughter, buzz. It's from listening from a place of your letting your body experience what it's hearing. You may notice that if you hear someone laugh sometimes, watch how your body responds. For me, I get a little tickle of excitement and energy as I hear somebody really laugh. It makes me smile. But what happens is when you're paying attention to what it feels like to be sitting in the chair, and you're paying attention to the listening that's happening around you, you're present. And the more you can come back to that place as you get worried or anxious or looking for this thing to come to you, it's more than keeping a positive mind. It's keeping an open center of your body, your IGS open, and being present with what's right there around you. And that is the perfect allowing place. Now, of course, it's a practice, and we go unconscious a zillion times a day. But there's always a doorway right back to being present, conscious, and open. So I hope that answers your question of how to keep a positive mind while you wait for your request to be granted. Recap, make sure that request opens you because it's a divine purchase order. Have faith in that opening. And then be as present as you possibly can by using the senses of your body to train yourself to move back to that. So we have a caller on the line again, and we're going to see if we can have you speak. Once again, you're the 1111111 number. I'm not sure what kind of phone you're calling in on, but I'm going to go ahead and try to get you on the air here. So you are now officially on the air. So if you have called into the show and you're waiting to be speaking to me, go ahead and say hello. Hello? It may just be the
Hi, Zen.
Ah, there she
Hi.
Is. Hello.
I do apologize for before that was me calling in. I was having trouble accessing the website, so I actually called in the phone so I could listen to the show.
Oh, great.
But I do have a question.
Okay, good. So first of all, what's your name? Do you mind?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Nice to meet
Hello.
You.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I have a question basically about some of the studying I've been doing about law of attraction, and I have seen this happen in my life many, many times where things have appeared that I think unconsciously I was asking for or really making happen. But one of the questions I have is when you want to intentionally do something like this, I'm finding that you can set all the goals you want to set, have all the affirmations you want to set, do all your meditations and all of that, but until you actually listen to your inner guidance system, as you call it, that is what is going to tell you to take the steps in order to complete that goal or, you know, have that perfect relationship or have that house or whatever it is that you're interested in doing. Can you talk a little bit about how that actually works with your, that whole process of the law of attraction?
Yes. Okay. So what you're, you know, talking about here is a huge conversation.
Yep.
It's an important conversation. So I'm gonna kind of give you the cliff notes, and then hopefully we'll just stay in conversation throughout the course of the show. You know,
okay.
For the few months to come, because it's all gonna be unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
So the law of attraction is really not about attaining things. You know, I think most people understand that. But what is it about then? And what I see the law of attraction as being about is us being able to witness what our makeup as a soul is. So what we're thinking, what we believe, all the stories that we have all hold a vibration. But it's really hard for us, without a mirror, it's really hard for us to actually see ourselves, right? I can't really see what I look like from where I'm actually sitting. My eyes don't come out of my head and look back at me. I actually need a mirror. Well, our life is a mirror of who we are as a soul. And the law of attraction is constantly bringing things to us that represent that match of who we are. And it's not always about the house, the relationship, and all of that. It's also about how to be more patient, how to get over the barriers, how to have more compassion. So you'll witness somebody in your life who has no compassion for how busy, crazy, and, you know, how you are. And you'll get triggered by that. You're like, I'm doing my best. And you may be, I'm not saying you, a person may be triggered by that. And what it is it's the universe, the law of attraction is bringing you an uncompassionate person so that you could look at where you're needing more compassion in the world.
Yes, I have seen that as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So now we'll get back to goals and so forth. Once you know what you desire and it actually opens you in your body, you feel good and excited and open and relaxed and all of that. You can actually feel energy flowing through your body. It's like when you hit upon something and you get the chills, right? That's one
right.
of the highest levels of universal yeses, okay? Once you know that, the whole way for you to get to those items, those things, depending on how big they are, is part of your life's purpose. And it's part of your spiritual growth. We're very often not just given something on a silver platter and said, here it is. You're given those desires because the entire journey to that desire of buying a house or into that relationship, everything from deciding you want to be in relationship to finding it, is you being on your spiritual path. And quite often what I've found is that our mind thinks, oh, I want A, I vibrate a certain way, and I get B, and that's how it works. There's a very linear path. But have you ever seen these family circle commercial cartoons where the kid's coming home from school and he runs around the tree 6 times and over the doghouse 3 times and in the garage and out of the garage and then looks at the anthill and then runs over and throws the stick and finally walks in the front door and his mom's like, what took you so long to get home from school? And the kid goes, I don't know, I came right here. Right?
Right.
That's a little bit more like what it's like
mm-hmm.
for us on our journey towards what our desires are.
Because everything is so crazy, even though it doesn't appear that way, but there's so many detours and so many distractions that you never really, you have to be really, really conscious of calming down and being able to see all of that.
Well, I would say instead of saying it's so crazy and distracting, which could possibly be the experience,
mm-hmm.
that could be one way to see it, I would say that it's more along the lines are everything is so rich and important, and it's when you decide to go home and move back to wherever home is, like after you've transitioned from this life into the light or whatever you want to call it, you don't remember your house. But boy, you sure do remember how much courage it took for you to sign that big loan.
Right.
And all the pieces of you that you had to get into alignment. And all the great discussions you had to have with your partner about how you wanted the house to be and deciding on a house. And all the ways in which you had to give in order to, you know, give up some of the stuff that you wanted and compromise and be happy with that compromise for them to be happy and them compromising for you to be happy. And all of those little pieces are actually what's really going on. And the house is just a marker for you guys to stay focused on so that all that personal growth can happen.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily static, but things that are happening that are just normal life things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what's most important. And so this is what also is interesting. So once we've set a goal out, now here's the thing that I think you're really getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Once we put that goal out there, what ends up happening is anything that's in our way of attaining and being a match for that goal begins to show up. This is where the mirror comes in. Like I said, you'll come up with somebody who's not compassionate or who's not generous or who's angry or who's arrogant or even somebody who is abundant and has everything they want when they ask for it immediately, right? And there's because the mirror doesn't have to be only the shadow, ugly side of things. It can also be the light, beautiful, fantastic side that you're not seeing on yourself either.
Right.
And all of those things that come up that you face and all those things that you're that are distractions or that we're looking at that are problems are actually the exact thing that's in the way that needs to be cleared for that goal to be attained.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you begin to focus instead on, oh, here it is. This is one of the things that's in the way of me having my home. I'm feeling like I'm not willing to compromise for a single thing in my vision. And when somebody comes up and says, well, what if the house is, you know, blue instead of gray? And you know, it has to be gray. And you feel that tightening of your internal guidance system. Oh, maybe I'm thinking about this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look. Does blue feel okay too? Yeah, actually, I feel very relaxed when I think of looking at a blue house. I'll go look at a blue house with you. And that's the kind of thing. It's like, ooh. And you realize that being able to collaborate and compromise is part of your journey to attaining this home. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it does. And I think I was also thinking, too, about not only things being presented to you like that, but almost like an inner voice telling you to read a book or make a call or maybe I should talk to that person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you'd be amazed. I've set goals and 2 days later, the perfect business meeting shows up. With the perfectly people in the room for this goal. And I go in, and I'm so excited, and then nothing happens afterwards.
Right.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. That was perfect. I have the goal. Those are the people. They do what I need done. And then 6 months later, the goal goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly decide, like, I realize, oh, my gosh, I don't even want that thing anymore. Uh-oh.
Right.
And a new goal comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I've learned not to call myself flaky. I've just called myself pass. Right? You know what I mean? Because really, I'm not a flake. But for a while there, that's what I had to deal with, you know? But 2 or 3 years later, one of the people that was in that meeting would call me and say, we have a perfect project that we would love for you to be a part of.
Uh-huh. See,
and
yeah.
And if I hadn't met them, if I hadn't had the goal and I hadn't met them in the meeting, and that usually that one goal lines up a whole bunch of stuff and nothing works out. Other things in my life are working out, but nothing in that piece works out. And I used to be like, oh, wow, I must be really confused about how this whole thing works. And then actually, as it turns out, years later, it's all perfect.
Right. So now you approach it more as, well, nothing really happened now, but it probably will at some point.
And even then, I actually don't.
You just don't worry
that
about
level
it.
Of attachment. Yeah, what
yeah.
I actually go into is I'm just of service.
Mm-hmm.
And so every moment I'm being as present as I possibly can, and if something shows up, it's really none of my business. As long as my bills are paid and I've got the right heart in as many moments as I'm alive as I possibly can, I'm just fine.
Yep.
and all this other stuff is gravy. And I don't have to know anymore. Now, that's really great today. And next Thursday, I may have a completely different opinion.
Right.
You know, it's something happened.
Hello? Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Hello?
So I apologize for that. It looks like I got dropped from the show, but I'm back on now. I'm not quite sure how that happened. And we did lose our caller at the same time, so I'm imagining there was something with the Blog Talk Radio system. If you would like to call back in, that'd be great, Karen. It'd be great to hear from you. We'll be able to close up our call. With that said, in the meantime, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to give out the call-in number again. So if you would like to go ahead and get on the line and ask me a question, I would love it. I love questions. The number is 646-378-1741, 646-378-1741. And if you'd like, I also realize that we have the internal guidance system meditation that you can check out to see exactly what the internal guidance system is that we're talking about here on our blog, Talk Radio Show, on our actual profile page. So there's a few videos there that kind of explain more of what we're talking about. And if you're in the chat room and you can hear me, just so I make sure that I'm back on the air, go ahead and please type in someone that you can hear me so I make sure that, because I have no feedback on this side as to whether I'm here or not. So that would be great. Now, one of the other questions that came in on this is, do we have heaven right here and now on earth? Do we have heaven right here and now? And my answer to this would be yes, we do. In every moment, we have this experience that's happening inside of our bodies. It's called being present. Maybe some of you are aware of and have seen some of the Eckhart Tolle series that Oprah did. And I know that this is very much talking about, you know, how transcending the ego, not getting rid of the ego, but transcending it. And it seems really ethereal and unpractical and okay, yeah, right. Yeah, we really have heaven on earth. But the issue is this. It's more than just having this experience of being present for a second that we're dropping into. It actually is tapping into a true heaven. Think about it this way. Have you ever had an experience happen that you were absolutely miserable in, suffering, pain? Maybe you were fighting with someone that you were in love with. And then the two of you have a conversation. Something gets cleared up in the way that you were thinking about it. All the suffering leaves. All the pain leaves. And you're just so happy and overjoyed that And all that changed was a new piece of information. Maybe your mind was thinking they didn't love you anymore, or they were leaving you, or you were losing your job, or something was happening. And then all of a sudden you realize you weren't losing your job, you're getting a raise, or this person's not leaving you. They love you more richly and deeply than you could have ever imagined. And that switch in consciousness immediately transmutes into your body. Right now, every one of us on the planet has the capacity and the ability to do that. Now, I realize that there's things happening. There's you know, disease and starving and wars and all of that. But that does not mean that heaven isn't here right now. It may mean that we're not choosing to access it. It may mean that we don't have the consciousness to make that choice, but that doesn't mean that it's not here and that it's not real and that it's not present. So, well, the question was that the person sent me was, do we live in heaven right now? And my answer to that question would be yes. And that heaven is a choice. And it's not some ethereal, impractical concept. It's a real, valid choice. And part of what my work here on the planet is supporting people in how to make that choice in all the different times, in all the different ways that life asks us to make choice. So that would bring us to the how-to of that choice. Now, you heard earlier in the call, in the program, me talking about being present. So, you know, heaven is something that is a skill that has to be cultivated. We just haven't been, you know, making that choice long enough to have it be an easy choice. Just like any other habit that we have on in our lives, whether it be our eating or our drinking or our exercise or being patient or being kind, you know, not getting angry, a lot of the things that we're doing in our lives are a reaction. And most of us have a reaction towards not producing a heavenly experience or making heavenly focus with having a heavenly focus with our mind. Not creating paradise in the moment because we have this natural knee-jerk reaction, most of which, like I said, was programmed between 0 and 8 years of age. So I just want to start off by saying that it's a skill that needs to be cultivated. So don't expect to be able to do it right away. But the way that you cultivate it is through your body. That's why there's all this excitement around some of the work that Eckhart's doing. And there's a lot of other beautiful and amazing teachers out there that are tapping into this. Byron Katie is another one of those teachers that support you in the moment choosing paradise in the work that she does. She has a body of work called Loving What Is, and Eckhart Tolle has the book that is The Power of Now and A New Earth are two of his books that talk about this kind of a thing. And just start off simply by doing this. Start off by being present with your senses. 3 or 4 times a day, and it can be 30 seconds to a minute. Stop and notice what it sounds like around you. Not from gauging it from your mind, but from experiencing in your body. Stop and really taste your food. Stop for a moment and feel what it feels like to be walking. Feel what it feels like to be sitting. Feel what it feels like to have your clothes on your body. Take a second, and you know, there's some people think of this as, you know, really moving into more of a sensuous experience of life, but the reason why it's sensuous is because it's present. And being present is a very sensuous experience. Being present is a very live, expansive experience. So that's something to be expected, but you need to, or we need to, just simply drop in to presence. And that's just taking a look at your senses. That's the place to start. And every time you drop into being present, you are literally tapping into this heaven. And you're tapping into being in the perfect place for choice. Now that brings us to the next part. How do you choose? Our minds make snap judgments, snap choices that are automatic and habitual all the time. And many of us don't know how to choose another thought. I mean, for any of you that's been experiencing some of the law of attraction work and The Secret, you know, The Secret was a wonderful place for popping open people's awareness of what's possible or a possibility of how the universe works. But then you suddenly are left with, oh my gosh, I can't control this crazy thing I have inside my head. I have all these things that I want, and I go right back to doubt, fear, anxiety, worry. How do you drop out of being in doubt, fear, anxiety, and worry? How do you make a new choice when you have this software inside your brain that's constantly just adding A plus B and delivering C through you? This is how you do it. It's through your internal guidance system. When you're having a thought that's not moving you towards your greatest purpose, you'll have a tight feeling in your throat, stomach, or chest area. It's not always large. Sometimes it's subtle, but it'll be there. When you're having a thought towards what you desire and your purpose, then you'll have this light open sensation. And when you're having something that doesn't happen at all, it's a neutral, that just means you haven't found the thought that's actually delivering you towards what you do desire. It's kind of in the middle of it all. And you need to continue to focus your thoughts. So if you're present with your senses several times a day, you begin building up the skill to drop into that. And what actually happens is the more that you choose stepping back into those senses, the more that that part of your life builds. Your body becomes used to going there. In working with several clients, it's amazing how they're able to stop in the moment when they're feeling unpleasant and triggered and not have their mind hijack them anymore because they have the experience of going back into being present. And then from there, your choices start becoming clearer. And your internal guidance system, because you're paying attention to your body, becomes much more easily read and able to be tapped into. And what ends up happening is your own personal inner guru, your own personal inner wisdom, the part of you that really knows your purpose and your path, like we talked about with the family circus cartoon, you know, that how do you know you're supposed to walk around this tree 6 times instead of 7 times? How do you know you're supposed to get back together with that partner, whether it be in business or pleasure, 6 times instead of 7 times? There's an innate wisdom in your body that'll let you know that. How do you know when you're done with a friendship? How do you know when you need to stick it out? And none of us in this time period have only one life's purpose that this divine internal guidance system is moving us towards. We have hundreds of thousands of life purposes. From handing someone that's a stranger a book that has this piece of information. I remember one time I was sitting in a cafe in Ecuador and this guy came in. He was looking all dejected and he had just transplanted himself from Minnesota to the middle of Ecuador for this job. And when he got there, the company had gone belly up before he could even arrive, and they didn't bother to tell him. So he's sitting there with this visa and no place to go, and he comes walking into this cafe, and we're talking, and he starts telling me his whole story. And the book that I had been reading in that moment, which I thought, well, this isn't really I wish I'd brought a different book. This isn't the book that I thought it was, and it's not quite got the information that I need for this journey I'm on. And he sits down, and I look at the book, and I look at him, and I'm like, oh, my God, this book is for you. I said, this book is all about what to do in challenging situations when the life throws you a monkey wrench. Here. Enjoy. I never saw him again, but that was me showing up for one of my life purposes. Now, how did I choose the book? It's the one that felt most open to me. How did I choose the cafe? It's the one that felt most open to me to sit in. I looked at his face, and I saw that he was down. You know, I don't always get an opening to talk to someone when they're down. Sometimes I'm the one to talk to them. Sometimes somebody else is. But this time, they opened me. And each of you inside of you has that same thing happening. That same knowing. It's just that we all get so caught up in what we have to be doing and when it has to be done by that we miss part of our life's purposes. So, being a smart soul is about learning how to follow that perfect inner wisdom that you have. It's your inner wisdom. It's your guidance system. It's learning how to follow that so that you can have your own discernment about everything that's happening in the world. And then from there, stepping consistently into this life purpose being accomplished and this life's purpose being accomplished and this life's purpose being accomplished so you can stay on track. And in staying on track, you are taking your unique part, your unique place in creating heaven on earth. Because that peace inside of you is so powerfully important. We're all so interlinked. We are an incredible tapestry. And all of the colors and all of the stitches and all of the pieces are us. And you pull one thread and have it not do what it needs to do, and the thing starts coming unraveled. Well, what we got right now on the planet is some unraveling. But that doesn't mean that we can't pull this tapestry back together into a beautiful, incredible work of art. So I'm going to go ahead and give out the number again. So if you want to call in, you can. The number is 646-378-1741. 646-378-1741. We're going to be doing this program each week from 11 to 12 on Wednesdays, where I'll be answering questions and doing coaching based on people being able to have the experience of following their internal guidance system, being able to use the world around them as their mirror and understanding why they're receiving what they're receiving so they can unravel it. You'd be amazed at how quickly that can happen. We're also going to be talking about your story and how you can get in touch with what story your mind is created and collected so that you can kind of stop some of the chatter and the suffering that's happening. And just really providing new opening perspective on ways of being able to do life that make it much more simple and effective and full of ease. And along the way, the good news is that if you decide to participate on a weekly basis in this, just in the listening, but also participate in the call portion of it, you'll find that week by week, it's going to get better. And even if you have an incredible life, your incredible life will become of easily more service, easily doing more miraculous things with the time that you do have. And so I know that's a pretty big statement to make. And if I hadn't had years of experience working with hundreds of people and watching it happen over and over and over again, that putting a bit of focus on this can dramatically embody a new life, a new way of living. So I encourage you to come back, and if you can't come back, go ahead and click on the RSS feed that's on our Blog Talk Radio profile page so that it can get delivered to you so you can hear the various things that we're talking about and that we're doing. So we don't have another caller, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys a story. I'm going to talk a little bit about mirrors today. The concept of the world is your mirror is that we cannot see our reflection of ourselves in our soul. Now, my personal belief that I like to think about and the way that I think about this, and it doesn't matter to me, honestly, if it's true or not, because for me, it works. But the way I like to think about it is the reason why I'm alive is so that I can use the world around me as my mirror to witness my soul so I can create a more glorious, peaceful, present soul in itself. So what happens is when things that are pleasant or unpleasant, both, show up in our lives and we have a reaction to them, either a really big pleasant reaction or a really big negative reaction, what we're actually witnessing is a part of the mirror that we're not wanting to see, either our greatness or our shadow. And if you look at the world around you from that place, instead of just being reactive to those people and things, situations, as, how am I doing this to myself or to someone else, what ends up happening is you'll find it. I had this woman, this is a great example of this that I wanted to share. I had this woman who was coaching with me, and her husband was always late and never giving her the kind of respect that she deserved around this. I mean, it was only 20 minutes or so that he would be late, but he always felt like, well, what I'm doing is more important, and it's not making that big of a difference for me to be late, so why are you getting so upset? And it was consistent. So she said, I'm never late. I've never done that to anybody. I don't do that to my friends. I don't do that to anyone. I don't understand. And I said, just look for a week. Where am I doing that either to yourself, not respecting your own time, not valuing you, or to someone else? She came back a week later in our coaching call, and she was like, I found it. And I was like, tell me. She says, well, my son goes to daycare after school every day, and I'm always the last parent to pick him up. And I never really thought that it mattered because that's what daycare, in my opinion, was for, except that there's all these parents there. and I'm never there to watch him kick the ball and jump off the swing and play with the toys and meet his friends and talk to his parents. And every day he asks me to come earlier so I can see him do those things. And every day I run errands and I ignore him. And when I talk to my son about it, his feelings are very hurt and he thinks I don't care, which is exactly how I feel about my husband. So she started showing up earlier on a regular basis, realizing how much it was important to her that he feel good about what she's doing, feel good about his mom being there. And this is what tends to happen when you fix your mirrors, when you polish them is what I say, when you clear your soul out. What tends to happen is that thing that's been causing you suffering or that thing that you've been kind of envious, wishing you were like, shows up, it integrates. And either the situation or the person goes away, they just disappear. I've watched it happen time and again. Or that thing doesn't happen anymore at all. Or the third thing that happens is the situation or the person just doesn't irritate you anymore. Once you've cleaned it up inside yourself, you're no longer a match. It doesn't resonate with you, and you're fine. Within about 2 weeks, she said, "You're never going to believe this." I said, "What?" She says, "My husband's not late. He hasn't been late in like 6 days. He's home for dinner. He's showing up when we need to go do something. He even calls me when he says he's going to call me." She says, "He's never done that." And she said, "I didn't say a word. I just started being there for my son." I can honestly tell you that again and again and again, that's how it works. The world is your mirror, and the only reason it's irritating you is because your soul needs a little polishing. And if you can look at it and dissect it with the right mental framework, it gets easier, a lot easier. And you take self-responsibility. You take back the reins, and you become your own intelligent, wise creature that's guiding your life and supporting you. And it's just such a powerful, powerful practice. So one of the things that we're going to be coaching on and answering questions about is situations in your life where you have mirrors showing up that you may not be able to dissect. Call me. Each week, I'm here. Because every time you polish your mirror, you make the world a better place. And that's what I'm about, is helping you be your best, smartest soul, your smart soul. So with that, I just want to say that thank you so much for those of you who called. I'm looking forward to next week. I'll be here from 11 to 12 on Wednesday, Pacific Standard Time. We have a website. You're welcome to go and check it out and learn more. We've got videos on YouTube. There's all kinds of ways that you can participate. You can ask questions at our website. There's a link that's Ask Zen, and you can give me any question you'd like, and I'll try to answer it on the next and upcoming shows. And that website is www.smartsoul.com. And we are just about out of time for today, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. We're working on our intro and our exit music. We haven't gotten that together yet, so it's going to be kind of an abrupt goodbye for everyone. But very soon we'll have all that music together. And for all of you who are in the chat room and all of you who have come by to listen today, I want to let you know that I am honored and I'm grateful that you stuck around. And I so, so appreciate that I get to have this conversation with you. So I will see you all next week. Much love, many blessings. Bye-bye.